Much as in the United States and many other countries around the world, economic ties with China are playing an ever-increasing role in politics here in Taiwan. The mainland is potentially a military threat to the island of Taiwan, but it is also an increasingly significant economic partner. As of last June, Taiwan had invested more than $50 billion in businesses on the mainland, and it is estimated that 1 million Taiwanese live and work there. Beijing's history with Taipei is, of course, exceptionally complex and difficult to manage. After the defeat of the Japanese in World War II, Mao Zedong's Communist Army fought Chiang Kai-shek's nationalist troops for control of China. Mao won in 1949, and Chiang and his nationalist government fled to Taiwan. China claims the self-ruled island is part of its own territory and threatens to take it back by force if it seeks formal independence. To back up that threat, it has deployed hundreds of missiles along its southeastern shore facing Taiwan. Ma Ying-jeou, a former Nationalist Party chairman and mayor of Taipei City, is the opposition's candidate in the elections. He believes that to improve ties with China, Taiwan needs to find a way to put its disputes over sovereignty aside and focus instead on peace negotiations with the mainland.
The Taiwan Strait should not be a flashpoint in East Asia. It should be a boulevard for peace and prosperity.
Speaking with foreign correspondents in Taipei this week, Ma outlined a sweeping range of changes he plans to implement if elected, including moves to lift restrictions on trade with China, allowing companies from Taiwan to invest more on the mainland. He also supports measures to allow more mainlanders to visit the island as tourists as a way of boosting the economy here. Ma believes that Beijing wants peace and not conflict with Taiwan. He argues that as China prospers, it is becoming more sophisticated in the way it handles its relations with Taiwan and the rest of the world.
Obviously, they have a big stake to lose if war really break out between Taiwan and the mainland. Each side will suffer a setback of their economic development for decades.
Ma may have a better chance of reopening negotiations with Beijing because his party supports eventual reunification with China. His opponent, Frank Shen, is a member of the independence-leaning Democratic Progressive Party of President Chen Shui-bian. Since Mr. Chen stepped into office, China has refused to talk to his administration. Shen admits this is an obstacle, but believes it can be overcome, especially if he wins big in the elections. Speaking with foreign reporters through an interpreter, Xie said that when Mr. Chen was elected in 2000, and even when he was re-elected in 2004, China refused to talk with the DPP administration.
I think for China to accept the reality that the people have chosen a DPP president, I need to win by a larger margin this time. For China to come to terms with the reality that this is actually the choice of the people. Of course, we are assuming that China's behavior is rational, that in good reason that they should accept the reality and engage in dialogue with the DPP leadership.
Xie says he too will pursue policies to expand trade links with China, but also stressed the need for Beijing to give Taiwan the respect it deserves and more room in the international arena. Xie says that more than policy, attitude is the key, how Taiwan treats China and how China treats Taiwan. He cast doubt on Ma's expectation that China is willing to coexist with Taiwan. Beijing says there will eventually be reunification, whether peacefully or by force of arms. But Xie, speaking English this time, said he would work to create new opportunities regardless.
If I can be elected to be president, do whatever it takes to push forward cross-strait dialogue and negotiation. I do my best to seek the chance to create the mutual interest and mutual trust.
Analysts say that what Taiwan does or says is less important than the situation on the mainland. Cross-strait relations have been best, they say, when China's economy is booming and stable, when there is little social unrest, and when Beijing is on good terms with the United States. Lin Zhongbing is a former vice head of Taiwan's top China policy-making body, the Mainland Affairs Council. He says ultimately these factors will have more influence than any individual proposals put forward by Taiwan candidates.
Let's be realistic. How can the tail wag the dog between China and Taiwan, which one's bigger?
Lin says that the single most important factor for the development of China in the future is social stability. That, he says, is directly related to Beijing's ability to keep corruption in check and govern its massive population of 1.3 billion people. William Ide, VOA News, Taipei.